You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Are Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau?
I think they are.
An item? Listen to this. This is from People Magazine. Look at us gossipers. Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau, the former Prime Minister of Canada, are hanging out. People has learned that the pop star and the former Canadian prime minister stepped out for a meal together in Montreal last night, just 1 month after the former, that being Katy Perry, ended her engagement with Orlando Bloom. Perry, who is 40, and Trudeau, who is 53, were seen eating at a neighborhood restaurant.
I think it's darling.
Les Violons.
Les Violons.
Les Violons. You okay? What?
You nerd.
I'm just reading the story. According to TMZ, Perry and Trudeau enjoyed cocktails and several dishes, including one that featured lobster.
It was like a teenage dream.
Oh, out! Get out!
Were there fireworks?
Okay. All right. I'm done.
He just wanted a California girl. Katie said Orlando Bloom was the one that got away, so Here I come. You're going to hear me roar.
All right.
A Texas man has been sentenced to more than 2 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to harassing and stalking WNBA star Caitlin Clark. Michael Lewis, who is 55.
And crazy.
Sentenced to 2.5 years for the stalking charge, given a 180-day suspended sentence for the harassment. Lewis, who has been in an Indianapolis jail since he was arrested in January, will have a time-served credit of 197 days.
He messaged her more than 800 times. They were threatening, explicit messages. I'm glad he's going away.
In a pre-sentencing statement on Monday, Lewis denied threatening Clark and said that he had been trying to highlight security concerns for her.
Okay.
Quoting here,
Speaking
to the NBC affiliate in Indianapolis, I just want her to be safe.
Mm-hmm. How scary that in a year and a half's time, he could be back out. By the way, he is prohibited from contacting her again as part of the agreement, and he can never, ever go to Gainbridge Fieldhouse where the Fever play their home games.
So he can't even ever go to a game somewhere else?
I don't think he should be allowed around women, quite frankly. 800 threatening social media messages between, wait for it, December 12th, 2024, and January 11th, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, 800 messages in what is that, 4 weeks? December 12th, 2024 to January 11th, 2025, 800 threatening social media messages.
Roughly 4 weeks, yeah. About a month.
Hang on, let me do the math on that.
Per day?
Yeah. So 800, let's just say divided by 30.
And he was, quote, trying to help her.
Yeah.
Got it.
identify security concerns. That's 27 a day.
What he didn't say in that statement was, I'm the security concern.
Did you guys see? Yeah,
well,
right.
Well played.
I'd like to point out my security concerns.
I am the concern.
It's me. Did you see the, I think the case went to the jury in Colorado where the, dentist.
The dentist who's accused of poisoning his wife.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Colorado dentist is accused of slowly.
With cyanide.
Poisoning his wife to death with cyanide. His former.
Mistress.
I don't want to call her a mistress. She did not know he was married. She is the Amber Fry in this.
Oh, that's, so that's fair.
They call her to the witness stand, and she reveals 4,000 text messages in 18 days. Now, that entire 18 days, they meet at a happenstance. They meet at a
dental conference.
You know, that's a rockin' place. They meet at the dental conference, standing in line, like at the buffet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she said, we struck up a friendship. We started talking. He's a dentist. I'm a dentist. He mentions he's getting a divorce. She said, I had just come out of a 22-year marriage. And so, yeah, we had dinner a couple times. She said they did not, they were not sexually intimate at the conference.
Yeah.
But she kissed him. That's what she said. Okay? Okay. And then they get into some of these text messages. It gets creepier. And 18 days. Mm-hmm. At one point, he mentions, I'm not sure. I don't think my wife is feeling good. I think she may have been poisoned, but I didn't do it. But I'm wondering if they're going to think I did it. Like, some of the messages were so weird.
Well, but when,
that, Scott, you would be like, whoa, wait, what?
But when his wife was in the hospital being treated for this cyanide poisoning, excuse me, he invited this dentist lover of his to come stay
to
at their home.
The funeral. What? Did you see that?
I didn't know that she was invited to the funeral.
Oh, no. He said, what if, would there be any way? Now, keep in mind, at this point, she still doesn't know the wife's been murdered. She thinks the wife has taken her own life. He said she had, he was lying. He said she had attempted it before. There's no brain activity. Then he says, right after that, my wife is dead. Would there be any way you could come into town and we could sneak you into the funeral? I swear to you,
he wanted her to go to the funeral?
Yes, he wanted to see her. And then you can tell in the text messages, she's kind of like.
That's getting a little weird.
Wait, what?
Huh. So did you say it's gone to the jury?
It has 4,000 text messages in 18 days.
That's a little high schoolish.
Closing arguments have just begun.
T and I text like twice a day. Maybe she doesn't love me enough. This morning, Bar K released a statement to its members and the public announcing its permanent closure after nearly 7 years of operating in Kansas City. According to a statement from the local dog park, I know Dan had this story at the top of the hour, quote, Bar K will be closing permanently, effective immediately. We are so grateful to have had the opportunity to create this joyful space where our community has been able to celebrate and share our special connection with our best friends.
That's too bad.
The popular dog park and bar did not list a specific reason for its closure, but rather a number of factors, including some economic challenges in the hospitality industry, inflationary costs and expenses, a tight labor market, and sharply reduced consumer spending.
We had been there.
Go ahead.
About a dozen times in the last 2-3 years, and every time we were there, it was packed. It was a great atmosphere.
We got to go back to the dentist. I'm sorry. We got to go back. I'm sorry. I'm hijacking this conversation.
Karen Reed, is that you?
Jury now has the case. They started deliberating right around the time we came on the air. Okay?
Okay.
Investigators told this is not funny. He's an idiot. That's why I'm laughing.
Clearly.
Investigators told the jury in their testimony that his internet browsing history included, and I quote, how to make a murder look like a heart attack. Mm. Is there such thing as undetectable poison? And how long does it take to die from arsenic poisoning?
Well, nobody accused him of being the brightest star in the sky. Why not just get a divorce instead of going to prison for the rest of your life?
Why can't we set up some sort of system that if someone Googles how long does it take to kill my wife using arsenic, someone red flags that. We look into that.
913-586.
Followed directly by another Google search. Mm-hmm. Is there any poison I can put in her body that won't be detected?
Well, it's just like J.P. O'Neill, who used to work, James Cowan is his real name, who was the assistant program director at KMBZ back in the 90s when I first started working here, and he killed his wife in Massachusetts by putting antifreeze in her Gatorade. I just looked him up. I was curious about him the other day. I couldn't remember how long it had been that he'd been in prison, because I worked with J.P., James Cowan. He was a squirrely little bastard. And I just looked him up to see, you know, what's he doing these days? Obviously, he's behind bars. But he is such a phony. He wrote this long letter. Keep in mind, this is a guy who used to work at this radio station, yeah. Poisoned his wife.
Yeah.
She died.
There's a book about it.
Yeah. He's in prison for the rest of his life. He's now complaining that he's getting these bizarre pains. He thinks he might have ALS. And he's only in his late 40s. He was just a little younger than me. No, we were about the same age, so he'd be in his mid-50s by now. And there are some opinions that he's faking these injuries to get out. He wants to be released from prison.
Like on a medical release?
Yeah, what is that called? I can't remember the actual
yes.
term.
Yes, compassionate release.
Compassionate release, yeah. That's right.
I'm sure her family would have something to say about his compassionate release.
Yeah, and so, I mean, he wrote this long, and I read a lot of it, not all of it, but a lot of it, long paper that is in some journal about how he, you know, he's just suffering. He's got these medical issues. Nobody knows what's wrong with him because there's probably nothing wrong with him. He thinks he might have ALS. They don't know.
His defense attorneys tried to say that,
are we back to the dentist?
Yes, okay. When she died, she had arsenic in her system. There was cyanide in there, but we don't know how it got in there. That's their defense. We don't know. I mean, it might have just gotten in there.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So Sean Harris, who is the 38-year-old man accused of killing the Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputy over the weekend, is now being represented, good, by three attorneys with the Kansas Death Penalty Defense Unit. That was announced today. They formally filed capital murder charges this morning in connection with the death of 34-year-old Elijah Ming. May God bless him and his family. And I don't see anywhere in this story where the district attorney said that they are going for the death penalty, but this is a huge sign that they will.
Or reserve the right to.
Right. Correct. There's nothing in there that says we are definitely going for the death penalty, but the fact that he's been assigned three attorneys with the death penalty defense unit is not a good sign for him. Oh, well.
Bye.
Fox 4, the Kansas City Police Department is cracking down again on street racing. Quoting here from the police department in a Facebook post, Kansas City is not a destination for anyone still trying to street race or participate in sideshows. During this past weekend, KCPD said officers arrested 17 people, issued 29 citations, towed 15 vehicles, including ATVs. I saw my first one on Saturday night coming home from Grinders. And they were going up and down Broadway and pulled into Town Topic. Officers put a stop to these gatherings, writes the Kansas City Police Department, arresting, towing, and citing participants and spectators. Good. Why do these things happen?
I don't know.
Were you not hugged enough as a child?
And it's 140,000 degrees outside.
It was very hot on Saturday night. And mine wasn't nearly what you saw in South Kansas City.
No, there were hundreds of them.
There were hundreds on that one that you saw.
It was about 20 minutes on Saturday night that I heard them going by, followed by police sirens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're always followed by police sirens. You can't stop them all. What are you going to do? Just run into them?
So they don't pull over?
No, they just keep on going.
See, the group that I saw... I want to say, and I didn't see any of them. I mean, we were driving, so it was just a quick sighting, if you will. I don't know if any of them even went into Town Topic. They just pulled into the parking lot. But there were probably 25, 30?
Well, there are legitimate motorcycle groups that aren't out to cause trouble. I've seen them in the Town Topic parking lot many times. Those are not the problem. The problem is the people on the dirt bikes, on the ATVs, the people popping up on the sidewalks, running stoplights. Yeah. I think we don't want to conflate the two separate groups here because people are allowed to go out and have fun on their motorcycle.
That's a fair point.
There's nothing illegal about
that. Okay, you know what? Maybe I'm conflating. Maybe I see 25 people on motorcycles and ATVs and I think, you know, they're up to no good.
Well, yeah, and we've talked about this. I feel bad for the motorcycle enthusiasts out there that don't want to be painted with that broad brush. Like, I'm just out having a good time with my wife or my buddies, like, whatever. And I'm going to admit it, when I hear them coming in my rearview mirror, I think, are these the ne'er-do-wells? Or is it just somebody out riding a motorcycle?
So then let's go back to the video that we saw from Dana, what was it, 2-3 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What were they doing wrong?
I guarantee you they were running stoplights.
Yeah, one of them
popped up onto the sidewalk.
One of them popped up on the sidewalk.
I do recall that.
You know, probably 4 feet from me or something like that. And I remember saying at the time, I wish I'd been right there. I would have kicked the wheel over. And you said, no, you would not. I remember Johnny goes, get in the car, get in the car, get in the car.
That's how you end up dead.
Yeah, 200-1. Yeah. No, I mean, it's when they start, even riding around is not directly violating the law, mm-hmm. but when they start violating the law, then they're violating the law, to state the obvious. But the issue with the dirt bikes and the ATVs is most of them are not licensed, despite having to be. So just simply driving them on city streets is a violation of the law.
Crush them. That's when you crush them.
Well, but they need to break more than just a you know, I accidentally popped up on the sidewalk. We need street racing. We need what is it? Sideshowing in the middle of an intersection. That's the kind of stuff where I would say take their ATV and crush it.
The problem is that you can't stop them.
Well, isn't that in and of itself a crime?
I would agree.
Okay, when we get back, this has been in my stack for 4 days. The FDA today has asked the Justice Department to step in with respect to something that they are selling at gas stations, not the really nice, fancy, reputable ones, but a lot of gas stations are selling this thing. And a friend of mine texted me about a week ago, Scott, and said, have you heard of this? I watched a kid come in. He was frantic for it. He said, do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this? She said, I'd never heard of it. I looked it up. It's basically gas station heroin. And it's one of those things that, like, the law has not caught up to this yet. There are still gas stations selling it. Today, the FDA stepped in and said no more. And we'll tell you what some of the side effects are. You do not want your kids buying this.
Okay. Story here. Someone's going to be cashing in on some notable deaths from last week. An auction house is selling some of Ozzy Osbourne's stage-worn jackets from the 1990s. This goes to auction on August 8th. And while it was already scheduled to sell before his death, the auction house now thinks that some of the pieces, you know, their prices could double, especially for signed memorabilia. And now there is word that a toy company is bringing back the classic Hulk Hogan action figure from the 1980s. A few of those original Hulk dolls have already sold for more than $100,000. And here's a story that Kara Marxer would love. There is a tsunami of big, hairy spiders creeping across the United States, and it's enough to give arachnophobes the willies. The annual tarantula migration, when millions of these spiders wander out of their nests, is now underway. Most will be crawling through California, Colorado, Kansas, and Texas. But as long as it's hot and dry enough, you'll probably see one or two. Don't worry, it's not you that they want. The male spiders are...
Are they looking for love?
They are looking for
love.
In
all the wrong places.
Yeah. And if they don't find it... Yeah. And if they don't find it by the fall, they'll likely have to spend the winter alone. Poor guys. And two, Customs and Border Protection officers have pleaded guilty this month to allowing vehicles filled with illegal drugs to enter the United States from Mexico. The pair texted a secret emoji-based code to let Mexican traffickers know which inspection lanes they were maintaining and manning.
Was the code, go to lane 4, I'm here?
At the Tecate and Otay Mesa border crossings, prosecutors say when the drug-laden vehicles arrived, the officers would just wave them through. Former officers Jesse Garcia and Diego Bonilla, each pleading guilty to multiple charges, including conspiracy to import controlled substances such as cocaine, meth, and heroin into the United States. Bonilla also admitted that he allowed about 165 pounds of fentanyl to enter into the country. They do face life in prison. Good.
Coming up after the break.
The ADD word of the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dana's turn. The anti-dum-dum word of the day.
How long do I have again to recall what my word was? Because I have one. I just need to... When is it?
It's in about 3 minutes.
I got you.
Okay. Do you?
Yeah. We got to go.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm feeling a little weird, but like in a funny way.
I have got a backup word ready.
No. It is my ADD word. No, it is my ADD word of the day.
Did you spend a little too much time in the sun today?
Yes, I did. I do not defer my word to you. I will have one when we get back.
913-586-7798.
We got to go yard.
7798.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Busby is very crafty with incorporating the ADD word of the day into his weather forecast. Very impressed.
I'm not saying we've got to box ourselves into only choosing verbs, but I really like the verb.
Okay.
I really like the verb. And I...
So you didn't like my word.
I have come up, Sam.
Wow.
Ineffable.
The greatest ADD word of all time for our listeners.
What is it?
The word, Scott... is defenstrate.
Defenstrate.
Yes.
Can you spell it?
Defenstrate.
That's fine. Can you spell it?
D E F as in Frank, E N E S T R A T E. Defenstrate.
Put that in, Sam. Make sure we got the proper pronunciation. I think that might be defenstrate.
Nope.
Defenstrate?
Defenstrate.
That
means,
is not what I was looking for.
Quote, to throw something or someone out of a window.
Dana, your pronunciation is so wrong. Try one more time for me.
Defenstrate.
Defenestrate.
Well, that's stupid.
Defenestrate.
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 And then you defecate once you've been defenestrated.
And the definition one more time.
It sounds like defecate. It is.
Which is why you change it.
Defenestrate. Yeah. Oh, there's an extra E in there. I see it now. Defenestrate.
You read that extra E.
Means to throw something or someone out a window. It can also be used more broadly to describe the act of forcibly removing someone from a position or power of authority, like a job or political office.
Defenestrate.
Yes. Like the premier of. Well, what country has premieres? Whatever country has been defenestrated from his position.
Defenestrate.
Defenestrate. Yeah.
Defenestrate.
That's a good one.
You really defecated on your attempt to pronounce it.
But could we please get back to the, like, that someone came up with a word for throwing someone out a window?
By the way, it dates back to the 17th century. Its origin terms include defenestrate. And defenestrate.
Can you use it in a sentence? No.
And it was not
I hope I never get defenestrated.
Regularly until the 1950s and actually peaked in usage in 2019.
Okay.
Were a lot of people being thrown out of windows?
I don't
not
know.
Sure.
Why did
It has only grown exponentially since 1950.
Huh.
There is a photo of the defenestration of Prague, which does in fact show a tussle, if you will, a fracas. And it appears that the windows are open and people are being thrown out the windows. So, like, I got so sick of whatever it was you just said, I done picked you up and defenestrated you right out that window. Wait, I don't think you have to say I defenestrated you right out the window. That's like saying ATM machine.
Scott was defenestrated.
You've been defenestrated.
It comes from the Latin word for window, fenestra. So, defenestra or defenestrate.
We don't really need to know anything more than the word, Sam.
What do you mean? We've been going over all the words.
Here's what we're going to do. Dana has a great idea.
I don't think it's a great idea.
It's pretty good.
Well, yeah, because you guys are going to fail.
On Friday, we need you, Sam.
Oh, I will.
To keep a running tally of all the words, the new words that we're teaching people during the week.
The anti-dum-dum words.
The ADD words and their definitions. And then, and kind of like the way we play Family Feud, we'll both get our buzzers out right after we get the, well, we'll do it at 4:45 to show you just how short-term our memory loss is.
I could only remember the word yesterday started with an I.
Ineffable. You said E.
You said
or an E.
E. You did say
there E. There was an E in it.
There were two I's in it.
That narrows it down.
Anyway, and then at 4:45, we're going to do, after we do the 4:30 word, and whoever gets it on Friday, who knows, we're going, that would actually be you on Friday, we're going to do a quiz at 4:45,
mm-hmm.
where Sam, and in no particular order, Sam.
You give the definition?
No, he gives the word, and then we have to define it.
Which is harder? I think it's harder that he gives the definition and we have to remember the word.
No. If he gives the definition, there's no chance in hell either one of us is ever going to remember the word.
You're right. Yours started with a B. And then my first one was my favorite word, and I can't remember it now either.
It was frittering.
Frittering.
I'm going to win. My word was bibble.
Quit your frittering.
My word was bibble, which means to...
Why would anyone defenestrate anyone else?
Well, and if you're frittering around while bibbling, you're probably going to get defenestrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd throw you out of a window if you were chewing loudly in that microphone.
Okay, here's one example. It would be unusual, but not impossible, for a defenestrated cat to land on its feet.
That would be ineffable.
We're supposed to be making people smarter, and I feel dumber.
Okay.
Text line, really?
What did they say?
Defenestration happens in Russia all the time.
Yeah, it does. Especially if you work in the government or oppose the government.
Dan Weinbaum is listening and just texted me, defen is straight.
Yes. What?
Of course he knows. He's the Mr. Peterman of the show.
Sure.
Okay, hold on. You know he looked that up. Dan Weinbaum does not walk around with a defenestrate.
Well, of course I knew what defenestrate meant.
Comes from a foreign word.
Hundreds.
Foreign word, fenesta, which means window.
Fenestra.
And if you've been defenested, that means anti-window. You're no longer inside the confines of the window.
Everyone knows that.
To fenestrate is to throw into a window.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
If you're infenestrated, you get thrown into a window. If you're defenestrated, you get thrown out of the window. Everybody knows that. It's very common.
The fact that he's live action texting us making fun of him right now.
What did he say?
Simmer down. Of course I knew that word.
He did say that. Simmer down. I knew that. Dan, I love you, brother. Nobody had ever heard of the word defenestrate until today. No one. A sheriff's office in Oklahoma is investigating an incident during a state board of education meeting last week, follow-up to the story we had last night. that reportedly involved images of naked women on the state school superintendent's office television. The images were seen during the board's executive session held in Superintendent Ryan Walters' office. NBC News has not confirmed the accounts of the school board members who say they saw it. One was a man, one was a woman. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office has launched a probe, according to a spokesperson.
Really?
After a request from the agency that oversees human resource matters for
we will be probing this matter
for the state government.
Have they said yet what it was?
Clearly it was an image of a completely naked woman. There are reasons I know that, but can't say it on the air.
So it was it was sexual in nature. Is that fair to say? Because there are reasons a naked woman would pop up on a television that aren't necessarily like in a comedy.
This was a completely naked woman because.
Okay. I believe you now.
It described these things.
Okay.
Or the.
That your lobes. I got you.
The what?
Keep going. I you don't need to expand.
And it referenced hair not on the head.
Okay. But also there could be, I'm just saying, there was a horror movie once called Autopsy. There is a naked woman laying on that slab in that horror movie. That's what I was trying to say yesterday. Are we sure? It would be odd that he would have a movie up, you know, on his office that would show that. But are we sure that it was necessary? Like, are we talking pornographic or is there some other explanation?
I don't think this was deep educational material.
Got it. Fair enough.
What context would support that activity in a statewide school board meeting?
If there was a documentary.
It was in his office. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's think about what he might or might not be doing when he's in that room by himself watching videos.
I'm not denying that's probably what was going on. I did ask yesterday, to be fair, is it possible that there was an explanation for it? It does not appear that there is, or a reasonable explanation.
I'm not saying there is. I'm not saying there's not. I don't know.
I do believe he holds himself as a man of God.
He is the one who spearheaded the effort and was successful to get Bibles in every classroom.
Oh, good Lord. He should be fired.
In the entire state of Oklahoma.
You know, that's always, it's always that guy. He wants to tell you what you can do with your life I'm sorry.
He is a very pious man.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Who did lead the charge to get Bibles and was successful in every Oklahoma public school classroom.
That is so rich. That is so rich.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks.
I'm certain now it was pornographic. Here on,
okay. We don't know that. Allegedly. Here on KMBZ. Story here from CBS News. The missing... Good grief. That was loud. The missing minute from the surveillance video at the Manhattan Metropolitan Correctional Center where Jeffrey Epstein was murdered in 2019 may not be missing after all, according to CBS News. When the Justice Department and FBI released nearly 11 hours of footage earlier this month, the time code on the screen jumped forward 1 minute just before midnight, prompting questions about the one-minute gap. The video shows part of the area near the cell where Epstein was being held the night that he died in what the medical examiner has ruled a suicide. A government source familiar with the investigation says the FBI and the Bureau of Prisons and the DOJ are all in possession of a copy of the video that does not cut from just before 11:59 p.m. to midnight on the night that Epstein died in his cell.
Okay.
Then where is it? And why don't we get to see it?
I don't buy a single second of that video. Told us the cameras were down.
It's not even his cell, Sam. You have ruined me just as much as I have ruined her.
You're welcome.
Here we are.
I am buying into this conspiracy theory like my retirement depended on it.
I don't even think it's a conspiracy theory because any time you look back, even in history, with big events involving powerful people, it becomes immediately credible that people would do anything to cover that thing up, whatever it may be.
And go to any lengths to make sure that
it
happens. And
you throw a bunch of politicians in there, bar the door.
Yep. I'm telling you right now, Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide. He was murdered. And Ghislaine Maxwell will be pardoned.
They didn't even delete the metadata before releasing the video. You can see that it was edited four different times in Adobe Premiere Pro. It even states Adobe Premiere Pro in the metadata.
Okay. I believe all of it.
They didn't. They were so dumb that they fabricated a video and left the metadata proving that it was fabricated.
Okay.
By the way, Ghislaine Maxwell now says that she will testify before Congress, but she has certain demands that you have to meet first.
Right.
Number one, she will not be...
She's a child sex trafficker. If someone lets her out, there will be a riot.
She will be pardoned. Watch.
You think they'll put her in witness protection?
I don't know what they're going to do with her, but I guarantee you that very powerful people, and I'm not saying it's just one guy, but very powerful people need her to shut up. And if there's a threat, there's a reason Ghislaine Maxwell told members of Congress today through her lawyer, I am ready to testify.
Yeah.
She is basically daring the president to not pardon her really quickly. And I'm not saying it's just him. There might be a lot of them. What I'm saying is...
You think Prince Andrew is really, really nervous right now?
I think a lot of very powerful men in Washington and New York City are very, very nervous.
She may not be put in witness protection, but if I were to play Nostradamus...
Nostradamus.
I guarantee you she'll never be seen again. And I will not delve deeper into that.
Mm-hmm.
When we get back, what is kratom? Why are kids buying it at gas stations? And why did the FDA today step in and ask the Justice Department to put a stop to it? A friend of mine texted me about this a couple weeks ago. Just saw the headline. We will educate you about that straight ahead.
Did you see the news? Deion Sanders had his bladder removed. He diagnosed with a very aggressive form of cancer. I know Dan had this in the news yesterday, but I didn't get to read the story until this morning. I'm sorry, but I thought the bladder was one of those organs you really needed. Am I wrong? I'm not being gross. I'm being medical here. Isn't the bladder where your body stores the urine?
There are ways to get around it.
There are ways.
With like a colostomy kind of bag thing? Okay.
I knew a guy who, I don't know if he's since passed, but he didn't have a stomach, a small intestine, or a large intestine because of medical issues and lived for like 20 years that way. They gave him 6 months.
If he didn't have a stomach, how did his body process food?
It was all tubes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird. And I don't mean weird in a bad way. I mean weird in just the things that medicine hasn't been able to achieve in just the last 100 years.
Oh, your brother is here, and he just said, dang, this truck be looking rough.
He's talking about your truck, Sam, because I told him to park next to your truck out there in the parking lot.
It's not even my truck.
That's a nod to Sam.
Damn, this truck be looking rough. All right, quick break for the news here on Dana Eric, here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.